Welcome to I Feel Your Pain, where stories of loss meet sacred solidarity. A space for storytelling, testimony, lament, and healing. My name is Tina Norbury, a communication strategist by training, a grief navigator by lived experience. You find yourself here today because your pain has a name. A date, a memory that weighs more than you can handle alone. For me, it is the 2nd of August. This episode is The Sacred Scars, how our wounds become our ministry. Can the very wounds that break us become the place from which we serve others? What is your take on this? In this episode, I will share the burning bush moment that transformed my deepest pain into a clear calling. The moment I knew, without a shadow of doubt, that I had to start this podcast. It was not a thundering voice from the clouds. It was not an open vision. It was not a dream, but a quiet, undeniable knowing that rose from the scar tissues of loss, illness, and grief. Through the lens of 2 Corinthians, we will explore how God comforts us, not to make us comfortable, but to make us comforters. I will share how I began to see my own wounds, not as marks of failure, but as sacred credentials for a ministry. This ministry I had not asked for, but was uniquely prepared to carry. After the train ride, after I began to notice a glimpse of beauty again, something else started to shift in me. I was no longer just surviving, but I was now about connecting the dots of my entire life. You see, long before this podcast, even before all the losses and all the pain, there was a pattern I could never explain. Throughout my life, I found that people, strangers, acquaintances, even people who are a lot older than me, they would somehow find their way to me and they would share these deepest struggles, their pain. Some people will share about miscarriages. Some people will share about marital collapses, mental health issues, complex grief. I mean, I'm talking about private despair. They would just open up, sharing all these things. And I mean, these things are the things that you will share with a confidant. And God would often give me a word, or I would share a piece of my own story if it was similar to what I've gone through. And the person would just say, "This is exactly what I needed to hear today." I used to wonder, why me? And I used to actually question myself and say, what is it about me that draws people who are carrying such heavy, complex pain? What is it that they see in me? Because sometimes some of the issues were just too much. and things that you wouldn't just share with someone you don't know that well. That pattern became a deafening chorus in the years of my own suffering. The burning bush moment for this podcast did not happen in a blaze of light. It happened in the ordinary, in the weary aftermath of yet another hard day where I had listened to a grieving friend who was not coping very well with grief, who had just lost a very close family member. I heard myself saying, "I know, I feel your pain." In that moment, the wandering stopped. The pattern made sense. It was so clear to me, crystal clear. I did not sympathize. I knew the taste of that particular pain because I had lived it. I felt it. I knew exactly what they were going through. All those years of being a safe place for others. You know, people would bring random pain to me. I then realized that was just not a coincidence. All those stories, there were preparation that God was building a reservoir of empathy. I made it very clear to me that every story I held, every story I had, even when my own world shattered, I would understand this language of suffering, not just theoretically, but sacramentally. So I was being prepared. I didn't know this. God knew, like he says, he go before us and he prepares you for what's coming next. This is when the vision of this podcast was born. It was just that final dot that connected my deepest wound that did not just come from nowhere. It did not just qualify me. It solved the lifelong mystery of my calling. God had not wasted all those tears, all those stories. No single tear, no single story, no single hospital visit was wasted. He had gathered it all so that I could share the pain with others. My own paralysis, the grief, the anger, everything was weaved into a purpose. I was now ready to see. I suppose initially I was not ready to see it, or I was not prepared enough. I wasn't equipped. My pain had given me a voice where I could say to people who would come to me, or like now when people come to me with complex and heavy laden stories that other people will find difficult to solve. For me, I can say without a shadow of doubt that I've been there too, and really meaning it. Not because I've read it somewhere, but because a lifetime of listening had taught me how. A lifetime of going through pain had brought me to this stage. I was being prepared. The scripture for today reminds me that I started seeing God as the God who comforts to commission. God was there to comfort me, but in order to commission me so that I'm equipped. As the calling settled into my spirit, I found myself returning to the word that now feels like a personal biography for me. This is 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 to 4, the NIV version. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from Him. God comforted me through all the pain I went through the miscarriages, through the husband's illness, through the pains, the illness. He answered my prayers so that I could sit with someone else whose world is crumbling or maybe already crumbled. But even before that, He was letting me practice. Every time someone shared their miscarriage with me, He was letting me receive a bit, maybe a fraction of His comfort for them. Every marital struggle I listened to was a lesson to the comfort I would one day need to give and also receive. My entire life has been a field study in this verse. Now I know. In solidarity, I would say God prepares us in advance. We need to, for me, I notice that I need to start seeing my wounds as preparation. As I embraced this calling, I began to see my past not as a series of tragic events, but as preparation I could not have planned myself. I urge you to look for your own pattern before you dismiss your pain as useless. You know, sometimes we go through pain and it feels just so immense, and you're thinking, why am I going through this? Why am I suffering like this? I'm suffering for nothing. You may not be suffering for nothing. Think back. Have people with certain struggles, maybe certain things that they're going through in life, or certain maybe successes as well they're going through, come to you? And they find it comfortable to share with you? Or maybe have you ever been told, I don't know why I'm telling you this. I don't think that is coincidence or an accident. I think it's a God incident. It is a clue. I believe that God often prepares us in plain sight. He uses our innate empathy and our early, maybe smaller wounds to train us for the deeper comfort we will both need and offer later. The deepest pain has likely equipped you in ways you maybe not yet named, might not have a name for it at the moment. Maybe your calling is not to start a podcast, but you might be the person God has quietly positioned as the safe space in your family, in your workplace, or even maybe your community. Those wounds, or even your lifelong pattern, maybe of listening, maybe of being generous, maybe just who you are, look at a pattern. Whatever you find is a pattern that aligns with you has made you a specialist. What you have once wondered about, why do they tell me this, is actually that very answer. That's where your answer lies. That is your sacred credential. That is your calling, your unique calling. It is for me. I would say, maybe let me throw this at you. What if your most painful chapters are the ones that are your story? Are the ones that position you? Those painful chapters, maybe preparation for the most sacred work that you are supposed to do. I pray that you may be able to see your scars not as outcomes of damage, but as landmarks of comfort in which you have been equipped to give away at a later stage. Look for those patterns.
As we close, I leave you with three things. One, listen deeply to your pain. It is a language God understands. Number two, lead clearly through your grief, because your scars light paths for others. Number three, communicate with care, especially to the hurting soul in your mirror. Until next time, your pain is safe here.